Do you remember, Akhenaten? Do you remember?
Do you think I'm still that afraid? That I haven't changed?
I don't know. What happens to you when there is something you don't want to face? You ever fit when your father is dying? You should be ashamed.
Nefertiti, you have no idea how terrifying those masks of animals are. I couldn't help it.
And today, a few hours before you are to be crowned the pharaoh of all Egypt's, and we are to be married, you turn green, and your servant comes running, saying you were poisoned.
Oh, I thought I was. My stomach pained so. My arms and legs felt like they were going to drop off.
But poisoned? No one is going to harm you except yourself. You must not let your mind poison you. You have a duty to Egypt, and that is to be brave. Always. Do you understand?
Nefertiti? I think you really do care for me.
You're right. I think I do.
Then I think I shall get up and get married.
Nefertiti, is that you?
Yes, I'm back, Queen Mother. He's all right. Only his imagination was poisoned.
Hmm. Is he ready for the ceremony?
He will be.
Akhenaten is a good boy.
A boy. That's pretty much how I feel about him.
He needs you.
I'll do my best. But you must promise me to be always close at hand until I learn how to be a queen.
It is not difficult. The important thing to remember, child, is that the pharaoh always comes first. That is foremost.
They really make the first rule the most difficult, don't they? Hello, my precious Mew Mew. Isn't he a beautiful kitten, Mother?
You have no time to play with pets. Shoo!
Now you've made him run away and hide.
We were talking about how to be a queen, Nefertiti. Now stand up. Let's see how the drape falls.
I think I have a long neck. Does the dress hide it?
Oh, perfectly, child. Akhenaten will be very proud of you.
If I can only make him see what I see. And feel what I feel.
Ah, Mariani, let me see the covering robe.
Mew Mew, where are you?
This lapis is sewn on sideways. Now who is responsible for that? Bring me a needle and gold and silver thread.
Mew Mew! Here, Mew Mew!
What are you doing, child, crawling on the ground? Now stop it and get up. You'll ruin the dress.
Mariani, have you seen my kitten?
I think he ran out the door, madame.
I'll go find him myself.
Oh. I believe this is your kitten, Princess.
It is. It is. Thank you, soldier.
You're welcome, Princess.
Don't we know each other?
Yes.
We have met before.
A long time ago.
In the palace?
Outside. In those days, I was not permitted in here.
I remember now. An overseer struck you with a whip.
Oh, yes.
You took the lash for me. You are Horenrav.
I am, Princess.
Horenrav, are you a general?
Not yet. I am a captain of the guards. Goodbye. Happy omens to you, Queen Nefertiti.
Goodbye.
I see you found your kitten. Now to sew this lapis lazuli on proper. What is it, Nefertiti? Are you all right? You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Mother Tai, I think I am growing up.
The worship and the fear of animals is not difficult to understand if you bear in mind that the ancient Egyptians were more than 3,000 years closer to uncivilized man than we are. The hawk in the sky, the cry of the desert jaguar, the roar of the lion, were fearsome in those days. Nefertiti, however, was a 21st century woman. How she will reconcile her modern spirit to her own time, we shall see when I return shortly with Act 3. Archaeologists who have searched the length of the Nile tell us that this was a civilization throbbing with life. Hours away is the coronation of the new pharaoh, Akhenaten. and his marriage to Nefertiti. But it is not always those who wear the crown who have the power. In ancient, as in modern history, look not at the kings, but the king makers. And in those days of the 14th century B.C., who wields the power?
You look very well in those robes, Akhenaten. If you'll please stand here at the foot of the throne steps, I will tie these royal chin whiskers to your face.
My... How often I've seen my father wearing these.
They're a bit stiff because they're made of gold. Yeah, I'll tie them with this strap around the back of your neck. Now, during the ceremony, whatever you do, don't move a muscle. Don't laugh.
Why should I laugh?
And don't frown either, my boy. The straps are a bit short, and if you move too much, the chin whiskers may fall off.
Look at you, Akhenaten. Oh, I love those whiskers. Are they heavy?
It's hollow beaten gold.
It certainly makes you talk funny.
Nefertiti, stop tormenting Akhenaten. You know those chin whiskers are part of the ritual.
He looks ridiculous.
Nefertiti, you are too stupid to understand the significance of our heritage.
Now, Your Highness Akhenaten, I hand you this crook and this flail. Cross them against your chest.
With that crook and the funny gold whiskers, you look like a goat pretending to be a shepherd.
Mother!
She's only teasing you, son. Now turn round. You turn round with him, Nefertiti. Aye, isn't she a picture? The gold gauze dress and the lapis lazuli. I'm very proud of your daughter.
That's the warning bell. The procession to the coronation will begin very soon.
I'm not teasing, Queen Tai. Why do we today still have to go through all these primitive rites?
We'll talk about that later. Aye, do we go from the Temple of Karnak to the Lotus Shrine for the wedding?
Yes, Your Highness. After the coronation, the wedding, I shall tell the priests we are ready.
There isn't going to be any wedding. I'll be crowned pharaoh, and that is all. No wedding!
Why are you getting so angry?
I am not going to stand here being mocked by this creature. Take her out of my sight! Now look what you've made me do. The chin whiskers have fallen on the floor, probably bent all out of shape.
I'm sorry if I made you so nervous, darling. But now that I look at you, dear husband-to-be, I admit I was wrong. You do look much better with your face hidden behind that golden bush.
Get her out of here! The marriage is off! Off!
Of course the marriage wasn't off. It went without a hitch, as did the coronation. It rankled me that in all the processions from the crowning to the wedding, I had to walk behind Akhenaten. Right when I vowed to myself that in all other ways I would be his equal. The banquet at the festival hall was attended by all those of noble birth, the holy men, and those who labored in the palace. We sat high up on a platform, and there were mountains of food as far as the eye could see.
Everyone seems to be enjoying themselves.
From up here, they all look like so many dwarfs.
I am thirsty, wife.
I strain this cup of pomegranate wine for you.
Thank you.
I exist only for the pleasure of the pharaoh.
Well.
His bidding is my desire.
We are pleased with our royal wife.
Your pleasure and my silence are one.
Nay, we wish the queen to have her say.
I have nothing to say.
A request, then?
No request, my king.
We wish it. Any entertainment is yours.
Then perhaps I should like a story.
Oh, storytellers we have.
May the queen select her own storyteller?
Indeed.
The pharaoh has in his service one Horenrab, the captain of the guards. I would like him to amuse me with a story.
Fetch him! Captain, the queen desires a story.
A fierce tale of conquest,
of the capture of foreign armies by our ancestors, of thousands tortured and made prisoner.
Nefertiti, that doesn't sound like you.
A story of the might of Egypt.
I know of a might that is stronger than the sword.
Yes? Then tell of it.
Royal Pharaoh, Royal Queen, let me tell you of my dream.
We want no dream. We wish reality.
Nefertiti, hear him out. Go ahead, Captain.
Since I was a boy, I have often had this dream of a time when the strength of Egypt will be met with an equal strength across the Nile. The only victor will be death. Our people in their misery will ransack the temples, the Nile will cease to flood, and the black earth remain red. And there will come a Messiah, a teacher of good, a preacher of peace, of healing words. And men shall say this Lord is the shepherd of all people.
Is that all?
And greed and murder and sin shall all disappear if the world but follows in this good shepherd's footsteps. Yes, Your Royal Highness, that is all. That is my dream.
Captain, your story pleased us.
What of Egypt, its wealth, its conquests?
Your Highness, a story of turning the other cheek told by a soldier is the good way to begin your reign. Pray give it thought.
I don't want to give it thought. Who are you, a mere captain of the guards, to be telling his queen what to think? I wish to be amused, not preached to. I asked for a tale of strength, a story of the greatness of the two Egypts, the hiss of the cobra, the scream of the vulture, and you have disobeyed me. My lord Pharaoh, what punishment does Horanrab deserve?
Punishment? But why?
I say 50 lashes. I want this man whipped for disobeying his queen.
But it's Horanrab. We all grew up together.
I know who it is. Call the lash this instant. If I have to wait one more moment, it will be 100, not 50. 48. 49. 50. Captain Horanrab, what do you see on my head?
The royal diadem, Your Majesty.
Describe it to me.
A gold band signifying the two Egypts, and over the forehead the gold cobra of the north and the gold vulture of the south.
Remember that, Captain. I come from southern Egypt. I, your queen, am the vulture of the south. I expect always to be obeyed. Next time, keep your dreams of a messiah to yourself. Captain, you may leave us.
Wait a moment, Captain. Captain, your story has pleased us well.
It pleased not me.
You may go now, General Horanrab.
Why did I do it? Why did I seek to have Horanrab humbled before me? His story affected me also. There was wisdom in it. But I was determined to start my reign as queen by being obeyed. It was a test of strength between us. And I knew Horanrab regarded it as such. That night, the festivities over, my husband and I were alone in the palace.
Why did you punish Horanrab with such vehemence so soon after receiving the crown?
Why did you make him a general?
I like him. He deserved it.
He deserved the lashes as well.
Nefertiti, I don't understand you. I've always liked Horanrab, and I know you have also. A queen should be gracious and forgiving. Besides, there was truth in his story. I could feel it.
I don't know. Perhaps I'm a creature of moods. He never flinched, did he?
He never has. Did you notice that old scar on his cheek? Oh, Nefertiti. 50 lashes for an old friend.
Perhaps I ordered them as an example to you.
Do you get pleasure out of hurting?
He took his punishment and you rewarded him, making him general. So we are both satisfied.
I'm not so sure. It seemed a strange behavior to me, but perhaps someday I shall understand you better.
You are finding out I have a mind of my own.
Yes. but about some things I could never agree with you.
Really? If I were to say it's late, dear husband, would you mind snuffing out the light?
About that, I would certainly agree.
Brother. Brother, are you awake?
Is that you? I... Certainly I am. Draw the curtains aside. You see, brother, two lamps, a board across my knee, and I am designing a new dress for the queen when she is with child.
You always work this late at night?
I do my best designs when the palace is dark and all are asleep. And I'm sure you're glad this day is over, brother.
Don't say brother too loudly. Nobody knows we're related.
I keep forgetting. If I haven't congratulated you before, brother, I want to say the ceremonies went beautifully.
The fruit of 19 years planning. 19 long years. Egypt is more precious to me than my life. And there is only one way for it to continue to be a diadem in the universe, and that is to be powerful. Amenhotep and his son Akhenaten, who is now Pharaoh, are a line of bent and broken reeds. Our family grows increasingly stronger and wiser. When Nefertiti was born, I solemnly swore to commingle our family with the kings of Egypt. Today's marriage is the first step.
Oh, my dear brother, you make me very proud.
Nefertiti will bear children, but that too is only a beginning. It is not enough. Now, what I am about to say to you, I could only reveal to a brother. It must be a blood secret between us.
Oh, of course, of course.
Akhenaten must die.
What? Are you saying?
Yes. You understand me. I am. When the time is right, he must eat poisoned food or drink his death.
That would leave Queen Nefertiti a widow. What then?
What would you say, brother, if your son Horenrab were then to marry Nefertiti?
My son, the pharaoh of both Egypts, my son.
Yes, Horenrab, your son. Today he was made a general. He has always been brave and strong.
Brother, we are embarking upon a perilous course.
But the rewards at the end of the journey are infinite. The gods will honor us.
I shall guard your secret, brother.
It is no longer mine alone. It is ours.
It was only some time later I learned of the plot upon the life of my husband. What was it? Fate? The gods? They have often said of me that my name Nefertiti meant the beautiful. Those who knew me best said it meant the revengeful.
No, the pharaoh and his queen did not live happily ever after. Theirs was an exciting and precarious existence, with enemies abroad and at home. Akhenaten and Nefertiti, 1400 years before Christ, defied the temple priests, the holy men, and the old superstitions, and almost paid for their modern ideas with their lives. Today we have brought you, with all the accuracy that history provides, the first chapters of the lives of two of the youngest monarchs ever to rule great ancient Egypt. And being young and restless, distrustful of the old ways, they lived to turn superstition into religion and the power of the few into glory for the many. This has been one part of a true continuing account we shall bring you over the next several days. Our cast included Tammy Grimes, Russell Horton, Evie Juster, Robert Dryden, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams. Thank you.